Hi, and welcome to the award-winning Gutter. I'm doing it on location from the Gutter's Portugal headquarters, not the Zurich headquarters. We're in Portugal today. So I'm joined on Zoom by Joel Silas and Murray, Robbie O'Neill, and Mike Kearney. And people have been ringing in, writing in to me, writing in like they did the old-fashioned, Rob, we need more names. So it's going to be a show packed with names. In the last Gutter, for those who were foolish enough not to tune in, we came to the conclusion as a panel, the Liverpool defo need to buy another forward. So what we're going to do is talk endlessly about names. And mainly, I want to talk about the wide attacker market. Because the more I delved into it whilst doing my thorough research for the show, I found there's quite a few decent lads who could be coming on the market this summer. The demand for them may be great, but let's have a little look at them. And I apologise if we've missed out any obvious ones. We discussed a few the other day. Well, the likes of, who did we discuss the other day? Anthony Gordon, who'd been linked to Liverpool. But we're going to do some other names today. Joel, I'll start with you, really, because I was tipped off by Josh and you were the likeliest to have heard of obscure footballers that the others are only just frantically YouTubing this morning, mentioning no name to Robbie O'Neill. So, Joel, while Robbie continues to frantically YouTube, talk me through, if you can, as much as you can, Takefusa Kubo. I know what transfer markets have told me about Takefusa Kubo, and my lads who play FIFA and know more about football than me have told me about Takefusa Kubo. He's a Real Sociedad right winger. Is he good?
I bet Josh is probably right in the man there. I mean, I think...
Well, if you don't know about him, I know three more things about him. He's a right winger and plays for Real Sociedad. No, he has been linked to Liverpool in the past. I'm not just throwing him in from nowhere.
Yeah, that's not what they know quite a bit about him, actually. And I think... Every time I saw him more last season, rather than season just gone, he impressed me when Sociedad sort of had a big old run in the Copa del Rey and then got cut, you know, finishing the top four in La Liga as well. And he was as pivotal to that as anyone else was. And